Are you ready when the Lord appears? Wedding.
Er macht dein Herz seiner Wüste als gleich. das, was ich hab.
All what I have.
Was mir teuer und wert.
What is precious
es
to me.
Es war nicht mein, hat's mir geschenkt.
It was not mine anyhow.
Lass
He has given
es mich
to
gebrauchen, zu erleuchten meinen Pfad.
Let me use it to illuminate
Sei mir gnädig,
my way.
Mir gnädig, o Herr. Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich sehe, was du getan.
So that I can see
Zeig
what you
mir,
have done.
Wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wach. Nichts Gutes ich tat.
Good I did.
Jesus nahm mich an.
Jesus just
Bin nicht wert seiner Liebe und Huld. Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die er
It was my sin and guilt,
ja, er liebt
which he
mich.
Bore.
Ich kann's nicht verstehen.
Yes, he loves me. I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich sehe,
Pull away the veil before me,
getan.
So that I can see what you
Zeig
have done for me.
Mir,
Show me
ich heute
where I would be today.
Und das
Show me
du nahmst mich an.
That you received me.
Gedenk, wir
Remember,
sind Menschen,
we are just people, forgetful
und schwach.
And weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
Be merciful
halt
to us,
über uns
and watch over us.
Im Aufblick zu dir
Looking up to you,
darf getrost ich nun sein,
I may now be confident.
Denn du hast mir dein Wort offenbart.
Because you revealed your word unto me.
Fühl mit deinem Geist mich und halt mich stets
Fill me
treu.
With thy spirit
Denn
and
du
keep me
mich.
Always faithful.
Du liebst mich, mein Herr.
Because you love me, my Lord.
Sieh
Pull away the veil before me
getan.
So that I can see what you
Zeig
have done for me.
Mir, wo ich heute
Show me
wär,
where I would be today.
Du nahmst mich an.
Show me that you received me.
Gedenk, wir sind Menschen,
Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to
halt
us
über
and watch
uns
over us.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich sehe, was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht.
Ehebruder Frank,
before Brother Frank serves us with a word, I would like to welcome all of you, greeting you worldwide, all brothers and sisters, all friends who are joining us via the internet. May the Lord bless us together this morning. Through His word speaking to us, of course, it would be nice if you would be here this morning in Krefeld. But we trust that the Lord will also bring this trial to its end. Time and hour, we don't know. But the Lord knows it. He has everything in His hands. And we trust that he will make all things well. I read us a word from Luke chapter 2, from verse 25 to 35. Luke 2, from 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Up to here, the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious word. Simeon has seen thy salvation. He was rejoicing what you promised unto him. This was fulfilled before his eyes. Lord, bless us this morning. Speak through thy word to all our hearts, worldwide, to all brothers and sisters, to all the friends. Tell us, speak to us, and help us all, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, for your faithfulness, and we trust that you will make all things well. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. We are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts that we may have part in that what He is doing right now. And we have heard it in the word of introduction. To Simeon was revealed by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord. experiencing personally that the promise which is written in the Old Testament finds fulfillment and that he can hold them in his arms, saying, now thou lettest thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, the salvation of God. Brothers and sisters, precious friends, we arrived in a very special time period. And what is happening on the earth was foretold, whether with Israel, whether among the nations or in general. Time and again, we were pointing to it, whether in Matthew 24, whether Mark 13, whether Luke 21, and in all three scriptures, the Lord gave the serious admonition. You all can read it up. He went to the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple. He was sitting down. Why? Why on the Mount of Olives? Why the temple in his eyes, in his view? Whoever was on the Mount of Olives knows exactly. One can look down, and it goes through the garden Gethsemane, and then it goes up steep to the Temple Mount, and one can see the top of the Temple Mount. Three times we are told in Matthew 24, verse 4, beware that no one deceives you. In the same way, in Mark 13, verse 4 and 5, beware, take heed that no man deceive you. In the same way, in Luke 21, verse 8, take heed that ye be not deceived. We are grateful to our Lord God, because he, of course, foretold what would come. Not only the signs of the time, with wars and earthquakes, famines, pestilences, with all that, what would come upon the earth, but also that false prophets and false Christs would come on the scene to say this and that. He is here, he is there. Do not believe it. For as the lightning shineth from the east to the west, so shall be the return of our Lord. And that's what's all about in the end time message, that we are prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as it could be said then in Luke 2, reported, a light for the Gentiles. Brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 42, verse 6, it is written, a light to illuminate the Gentiles. In Isaiah 49, verse 6, a light for the Gentiles. And if we then go to the book of Acts 13, then the Apostle Paul writes to the people of Israel, addressed, you were not counting yourselves to be worthy to receive what God prepared for you. Therefore, we turn now to the Gentiles, for thus it is written, I have set thee to be a light unto the Gentiles, so that my salvation reaches the ends of the earth. What overwhelms me time and again anew is the fact that at the first coming of our Redeemer, people were there who came on the scene as witnesses, who have seen it, who have heard it, and who experienced what happened at that time. And in the same way it is today. At that time, at the first coming of Christ, all prophecies were fulfilled which were referring to it. And now all prophecies are being fulfilled which refer to that, what happens before and at the return of the Lord. But as it was then, so it is today. The scribes, the Pharisees, the rabbis, they continued as if nothing would have happened. And that, what took place, they misunderstood it and they rejected it, just not receiving it. They were blind leaders of the blind. But the Lord had people on the earth to whom he could reveal himself. In advance, he could tell them what would take place. And they were a part of it when it happened. Even the wise men from the land, from the east, the shepherds on the field, brothers and sisters, they were always witnesses of that what God was doing on the earth. And then we see also the transition from the crucifixion. And as the Lord rose, and 40 days he was together with his disciples, not with the scribes, not with the Pharisees, with his disciples, and with them he spoke about the kingdom of God, and then giving them the commission. And he said, wait until ye are endued with a power from on high. And the supernatural happened. The Lord ascended to heaven. And then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit followed. The founding of the New Testament Church didn't happen through Peter and not through Paul. It happened in a supernatural way that the blood-bought multitude were spirit-filled, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and was set into the ministry of the Lord. The supernatural happened. Fiery tongues, cloven tongues of fire appeared and were setting upon each one of them. And they could tell of the great works of the Lord, the supernatural, from the birth, time and again, and time and again. Even Paul could testify what happened to him on the way to Damascus. The supernatural happens from the side of God. Without that, we know anything of it. But we are part of it when it happens. And brothers and sisters, this is truly the mighty thing. When we look into our time, then we think, of course, on certain scriptures. We think, on one hand, on Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, "Behold, I send my messenger before thee, who shall prepare thy way." But this is only the half of the verse. And that what is written therein was fulfilled at that time. The second part of the verse, "And the angel of the covenant comes suddenly to his temple." This is still future and will be fulfilled, as we are told in Revelation 10 and 11. Brothers and sisters, it's just so mighty how the Spirit of God was leading. Also in Malachi chapter 4, there it's written, "I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers." The first promise was fulfilled, and the hearts of the Old Testament fathers were turned to that what the New Testament children was given. They were pointed to it. Now is being fulfilled the second part, that the hearts of the true children of God are turned to the faith of the fathers. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we can say, "O Lord, remember the covenant which thou made with us. Remember the blood which you shed for us. Remember the promise which you have given unto us." Also this Simon could testify of, "As thou promised me." What did God promise to you and me? What did God promise to us? And time and again, we come back to the same scriptures. And we are grateful that the Lord has given the promises for this time and fulfilled them. Just think of Acts chapter 3 from verse 19 in reference to our Lord and Savior. Him the heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all that what God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. Him, our Lord and Savior, the heaven must receive until the times of
von Gott geordnet,
where everything is restored by God, putting it into an order, everything on its right place, and the church can have God's well-pleasing because she is in His will by His grace. Brothers and sisters, I may not forget to mention the phone calls which came in from all over the world. May the Lord God give grace that really all who are in the various countries, that they are prepared. And if I cannot travel personally anymore, yet God took care for it, that the proclamation can still continue and all can be reached worldwide. At my commission and call, I was 29 years old, and in 2.5 years I will be 89. God has blessed all these years beyond asking, beyond understanding. He blessed these years in all peoples and tongues. He has opened doors and hearts, and now we may tell the people of God by the internet, serving them worldwide, experiencing the calling out and the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. And every time it must be said anew that Brother Branham had a direct divine commission to bring the biblical message, the biblical doctrines, to put them anew upon the lampstand. And God used him in a mighty way and blessed him. And the preached word confirmed it. The divine confirmation was, of course, the visible legitimation that here is a man sent from God with the word of God, commissioned to bring the last message. And the same man of God brought the message, which we truly can carry into all the world. And now the Lord completes His work with His elect. And as it was at the first coming of Christ, all continued. All the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, doesn't matter in what kind of direction they were going, all remained with that what they did and believed before. But the elect, those who were predestinated from God, they received and accepted, and they experienced what the Lord has prepared for them. Now, let me continue with that, what we touched upon last night from 1 Peter chapter 1. We all are, of course, acquainted with the word. But let me read a couple of verses from 1 Peter 1, from verse 10. 1 Peter 1, from verse 10.
In betreff
of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. The prophets were prophesying of the grace, of the time of grace, of the day of salvation. And then they were searching diligently when this would be fulfilled. And then came the fulfillment. And God, all who were ordained for it, he had let them part in it. In verse 11, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, was indicating. The Spirit of Christ, which was in them, was indicating. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit of God must be at work in us so that we can understand the revealed word, that we can get it revealed by the same Spirit as it was revealed to the prophets and shown to the prophets. Here it continues. What kind of sufferings our Lord had to go through when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Everything was beforehand testified. The sufferings of our Lord, the dying, the resurrection, the ascension, everything was foretold beforehand. And of the prophets, they were prophesying of it. And when the time was fulfilled, everything took place. And now it comes, especially in verse
12,
unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. As sure as the prophets were under the direct guidance and leading and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, so it was with the apostles. They were under the leading of the Holy Spirit, under the direct inspiration. And therefore, we of course don't deal with the word of Paul or of Peter, but we are dealing with the word of God. And as it is written here, unto whom it was revealed that by their ministry, brothers and sisters, what happened by the ministry of Brother Branham? Was this ministry for him? Or was this ministry for the church? God has set the ministries into the church. Apostles, prophets, shepherds, teachers, and evangelists. And no one who was set by God serves himself. No one presents himself, but we are in the ministry of our Lord and are doing that for what he has appointed us to. This word has a special, a mighty weight. Unto whom it was revealed that by their ministry they didn't serve themselves, but they served you, brothers and sisters, worldwide, ministering you. This is the divine purpose for this time period, that we are under the direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit, passing on the written word and telling all nations and peoples the last message before the return of the Lord, and crying out, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches." Let us mention it once again. Moses didn't minister himself. Abraham didn't serve himself. They served God. Elijah served God. All prophets were in the ministry and service of God. All the apostles, and also Brother Branham, was of course in the direct service of God, carrying out the proclamation which was ordained for this period of time. And he could refer to it, because thus it is written, "I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." Now is the acceptable time. Now is the time of grace. But the time of grace comes to its end, and then the day of the Lord breaks forth. And in many scriptures, we can read it up, what the day of the Lord brings with it. Once again, they didn't minister themselves, but they ministered unto you, whom you have now come to the faith. For you, for us, was the ministry which God had given. And so ye will receive and accept what the Lord has prepared and ordained for us beforehand. That have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Thanks be to the living God, that we could become eye and ear witnesses of that, what the Lord is doing in our time. What do you think? What it means for me to have known Brother Branham personally, sitting with him at the same table, driving with him in the same car, being with him in the same meetings, be it in Europe or be it in the USA, seeing, hearing, experiencing how the supernatural moving of God took place, and the special gift which was given unto him, and as the supernatural light came down, and every time The confirmation was there that God is present, confirming the word by his grace, not only revealing it, but confirming it. Let us read on. Verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be offered unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
what a weight has every verse, every statement. Therefore, because you received and accepted what God has ordained for this time period, wherefore, because you believe with all your heart, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Also, this is very important, to remain sober in all things. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace. How wonderful. Fully upon the grace. God's speaks even today to us. I'm merciful, I will be merciful to him whom I will be mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Dear brothers and sisters, let me say here something which actually doesn't belong into this context, but which is just so precious. Our Lord and Savior has, of course, become everything for us. The Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. The mediator of the new covenant. The high priest who went with his own blood into the most holy place interceding for us, being our advocate, our Lord and Savior. For every area he took care of it, which we by grace recognized, that we may see that he reveals himself to us in every realm, keeping us sober in his grace, letting us walk forward. Then verse 14, we read, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, also here a very serious admonition, as obedient children of God. Our Savior was obedient unto death on the cross. Let us, who were crucified with Christ, who were buried with him by baptism, and who rose with him unto a new life, may also this scripture be fulfilled in our lives, that we, as obedient children of God, not fashioning ourselves, consecrate our lives to the Lord and are here for him. Then we go to verse 16. verse 16, at the end of verse 15, it's still written, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. Then verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Just so wonderful that God took care for everything. Not our self-made sanctification, but sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. True sanctification, valid before God, can only happen in those who received and believed the word of truth. In the same way, it is with the will of God. Only in the word of God, the will of God is revealed unto us. And we are predestinated to experience everything what the Lord has given unto us by His grace, serving Him, following Him. Verse 17, and if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Just in reverence, living before God and His holy word. Then verse
18,
for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Because he was without blemish and without spot, and because he has shed his holy blood, also we will be blameless, without spot, will be standing before him by the power of the blood and of the word and of the Spirit of God. A wonderful redemption. Blessed is he who can believe everything what the Lord prepared for us, receiving it, believing it. Do you notice? The apostles didn't serve themselves, but they served the people of God with such epistles, which we have here, all of the counsel of God in a summary telling it. Brothers and sisters, what shall we say to it? To our God belongs all the glory and all the praise throughout all eternity. Once again, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, blessed and praised be our Lord. Now verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Already then, brothers and sisters, they could write of the end of times. And Peter, already in the first sermon, after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he could say, here is being fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will take place that God will pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. Let us say it freely and openly. It were 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. Once again, 2,000 years from Abraham to our Lord and Savior. And now again, 2,000 years have passed, 6,000 years, and the seventh thousand years will be the millennial reign. We have reached the end of the time of grace. With God, one day is as 1,000 years in the prophetic comparison. And the Lord God, of course, on the seventh day, He finished His work of creation work. And He brings His work of redemption now to its completion. Now, in the seventh church age, He brings it to its completion. And we thank the Lord God that He has opened our spiritual eyes, and that we, as then Simon, can say, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. We see the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, which is ordained for the end time. We see everything in its fulfillment. And what is now happening happens, of course, worldwide. And all of mankind has been made attentive. They have been forced to be attentive now, because the pestilence didn't pass any country, but all were included, and all asked themselves, how does it go on? And it will never be as it was before. The end time has started, and we noticed it, and we preach it worldwide, and we say time and again, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Let us read verse 22 in 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, blessed are they who are of a pure heart, for they shall see God. May this be addressed to all brothers and sisters worldwide, in all peoples and nations. May it be applied to all true believers, what is written here. Namely, let us read it once again. Seeing ye who are now hearing and believing the divine message, you who believe that God has sent Brother Branham to the prophetic word, the evangelistic word, the teaching word, the prophetic word, whether it concerns the prophecy, whether it concerns the teaching part, whether it concerns the evangelistic part, to reveal everything. If you are part of it, then to you is this word applied. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, may it become true in all the elect worldwide that a perfect purification takes place by the blood, by the word, and by the Spirit in all the elect.
Und in der Bruderliebe, dass auch
the brotherly love, that it is manifested, as it is written, the love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to our Lord. The word is the seed, and the word was laid into us. And as our Lord said himself, every seed brings forth after its own kind. And as sure as we only received and sowed the pure word, so sure the pure wheat will be ready to be harvested, will be overripe. And if I just can say this once again, brothers and sisters, it's of course like this, that experiences, supernatural experiences, they remain, day and night, throughout all eternity, in the same way, the experience with a gold-yellow wheat field. If this building would be the wheat field, then the combine was standing here. The brand new combine was at my left side. And brothers and sisters, the mighty voice, my servant, this combine is ordained for you to bring in the harvest. You all know this experience. And we thank the Lord God. Also this, I've said here recently, when Brother Branham saw the wheat field, he saw also weeds in the midst of the wheat field. But then it was fulfilled, the word, the Lord has sent his angels to take out the weeds. And when the harvest is brought in, there will be absolutely not one single tear will be harvested. 100% only the pure wheat by the grace of our Lord. Beloved, the time is near. Yes, the return of the Lord is at hand. Let us say it once again. The Lord God ordained this period of time that all the elect can have part in that what he is doing right now. That they are called out, that they are separated, that they are purified and cleansed, that they remain sober, and that they believe the Lord by obedience. And as sure as the last message foreruns the return of the Lord, I would like to say the best, to say it with the words of Simon, repeating, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the fulfillment of that what you ordained and promised. For the last message has reached all the earth, was carried all over the earth. And all have the opportunity to make their decision and to believe and to serve the Lord by obedience. And together we will appear before the Lord without spot and without wrinkle. We will stand before the Lord, washed in the blood of the Lamb, purified in the Word of God, sanctified in the truth which God has revealed unto us. May all worldwide be blessed, is my wish and my prayer. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Almighty God, I thank you with all my heart for the Old and for the New Testament. I thank you for the perfect harmony of all the prophets and of all the apostles. I thank you that you have opened our eyes, opened our hearts. Yes, you have given us the revelation of Jesus Christ by your grace. Once again, I thank you that I could be an eye and ear witness of that what you have done in our time. Bless worldwide and come soon. To you, the only God, be the glory and the praise. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen. Being holy to the Lord always. Savior happy. Jesus calls his own now. Obey his voice today. Our fathers were longing when they dwelt in Babylon. Now we reach Zion, where the unity dwells. Back to the Bible. Toward the light in the world. This shall be our slogan forever. Being holy to the Lord always. Back to the Bible. There is no separation anymore. Flee Babylon, come to Zion. Oh, what a blessed walk. Long we were searching, longing for the light. But now, at evening time, we found it, as the word promised. Back to the Bible, toward the light in the world. This shall be our slogan. Holy to the Lord always. Back to the Bible. Obeying the call of the Lord. Toward the words of the Savior. Obeying the word gladly, never depart from him who has delivered us so wonderfully. Heavenly nature here on earth. Oh, what a bliss!